say it's like a typical journal at all. No, you wouldn't say that either? It's just as good for people to know what you thought, as opposed to just what was happening around you. You know, you don't, I don't see the great import of saying, oh, and today, you know, the Catalonian president got thrown in jail in Madrid, and they're probably going to hang him. It's probably going to be public as a warning to other rebels. You know, it has nothing to do with me. I don't know. Don't have a clue. For all I know, they're just in a mine for a lynching.
Julia.
It is. Quite chilly. Brr. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of cold. Just looking at people who are like, oh man, you know. Winter around here. Feeling wintry. Anyway, so, yeah. So I finished up two more videos for the class. I'm kind of tempted just to drop it, or one of them, because it's like, you know, I think I need research to back up something I may be saying here, and I don't have it. And you go, oh, there ends up being just conjecture based on opinion. Well, if you're going to take it to a board meeting, sure. Yeah. So you go, yeah, I kind of sound duplicitous, don't I?
Yeah.
Says, well, let me tell you something. It says, I get graded on a different scale than you do. Says, and I get to express opinions. You guys do too. Most of the questions are based on your opinion, so therefore you can just be opinionated. That's fine, you know? It's just sometimes they say, like in this one where everybody got dinged, the statement was, support your recommendation. What does that say to you? If you have to support your recommendation, what does that mean? Wow, you nailed it! That's what I think too. See, so I don't, if they say, why should I suppose that that's what you mean? You go, because my wife, who knows nothing about business, that's what she said. And she's right. That's exactly what I think, too. So there you go. If both me and my wife agree independently upon this subject,
which doesn't happen
very often, it must be something that should just kind of be known. So there it is.
Blood.
It's right there, and I'm sure people will come back and go, I should have gotten that point because you didn't tell us how you wanted it supported. And you go,
you know,
okay, I'm tired.
It's kind of like the question that you were given was a discussion question for class.
Yeah.
Can vegetarians if that was certainly planned, if you call an adequately planned diet.
Yeah.
She just about the staff and the omnivore
or whatever.
Which means,
what the heck, yeah, I know. Eat all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway.
I love it when they come up with that instead of saying normal. Normal.
And so I said, well, they need to make sure they get enough B12, which a lot of vegans miss out on.
Yeah?
And he said,
protein's always a trick, but
said,
you can get it.
He said, look at the question again. I went, add adequately planned.
Yeah.
And I said,
so yes, the answer to your question,
yeah.
It isn't much of a discussion question because it's a yes or no question.
Yeah.
This is, which I'm sorry, is leading, was this question written by a vegetarian who was wanting to lead you to say, well, you can't have anything bad about vegetarianism. You go, sure I can.
So, and nobody else answers that question, Jason.
I know. They don't have to because they know Mark will do it fine.
No, they know I'm going to say something.
Oh, shut up. Because they don't want people to argue with them.
I would rather they
And I understand that completely.
They don't know the answer. See, I'll put anything out there. Half the time, you go,
most of the time, well, no. Most of the time, it's your opinion. You can come up with things to try to back it up. So, yeah, I'm not one of those professors. I said, hey, if it's a question of opinion, you can have an opposing opinion.
Well, no, some of it is really, you know, like...
because
what,
I'm sorry,
binds,
research is garbage.
What binds this soluble fiber?
Oh, okay.
The body.
Sure.
And I said, and so then everybody was quiet and was like, come on, people, it starts with a PH. And somebody went, cholesterol? And he goes, yes!
Oh, no, I don't know that exactly. But okay. This is, you know, it's just like everything else. I said, you know what? I said, you can get your scientists to say what you're saying, and I bet you I can find some scientists to say what I say. I said, and yeah, I said, so, I said, I find all this stuff very interesting because it's like, oh, no, that's established fact. And you go, so? And then they say, but then you tell me what the proper application is. And you know what? I can conjecture that until the day's dead. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm always the first one to open my mouth and say something.
Yeah. Are you becoming an insufferable know-it-all?
I know, but I feel like it's... I did this when I was at work.
I know. Everybody hated you for it.
And nobody would even talk to me.
Yeah, because you're an insufferable know-it-all.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She's just here to show off how smart she is. She's just here to show off how much she's learned. La, 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 la. Yep. Mm-hmm. I understand.
She knows it.
Well, let me tell you, you probably make a better souffle than they do. It may not be fantastic. It may not be, you know, chef quality, but gee whiz. Go ahead, Lisa. Be an insufferable know-it-all. That's what most professors end up being anyway. They just are paid to do it, so people expect it from them. They just don't expect you to behave that way. How dare you? That kind of crap about. Don't ever excel in school, you know. It's bad. It's bad. Bad society. It's like, ah, screw it. Go ahead. If you do, you'll win awards, you'll get scholarships, and then you have so much more control over your life. So go ahead and be insufferable, know-it-all. You end up being all their boss anyway. Yeah. Oh, cool. This isn't a good jacket for winter.
No, it's not.
This is just a jacket.
Yeah.
It's okay, but I'm going right through it. Oh. Pretty much you're inside, you're okay. So I know nobody dresses for the weather because they go, I'm only going to be out for a couple of minutes. I can take a little bit. And I'm young. Yeah. Me too. This is how it would be like, well, in Shetland, here in Shetland, right here. Except it really doesn't get that cold here. It's cold. Except for the wind chill. You know, the wind blows. So yeah, here you go. Shetland weather. If only to help us know that we're probably glad that we didn't go there. At least not go walking around. I seem to remember a conversation with Robert that he was saying, so how do you deal with it? He goes, you don't go out in it too much. You only go out when you have to. We all get fat in the winter time because we still eat just as much, but we don't get hardly any exercise because we're all under freezing our mouths off. We're inside a nice cozy house, though. It's small, cozy. What's that Dutch term that got popular there for a little bit? I forget what it was. But yeah, it's all about the whole thing about feeling cozy.
Yeah.
Our closest analog to it. Yeah. The biggest question is, how are those Middle Eastern immigrants doing?
Oh,
facing it and going, oh my gosh, why? Why did I decide here? Turkey sounds nice. Why did I decide I wanted to go to Europe? The job's nice, but I'm dying for some sun and some heat. Oh, these darn Nordic folk, they're used to all this stuff. And you go, well, give yourself about 3 generations. Maybe you'll feel better, differently about it. You want to marry one if that works out. Oh. Integrate. Said, heck, if it would have been like 200 years ago, those people coming, they would have come and they would have said, so what's your Christian name going to be? And they go, but I'm a Muslim. And they go, no, you're not. You're going to live here. You're going to be Christian. Oh. I said, trust me, back in the old days, when people would move to your land, they better become Muslim and they better change their name to some Al-Muhammad Iyad, you know, Hoover-Hopper or whatever. You go, I'm confused why you think you can just come here and retain what you left. You left that. You don't want to be there anymore. Too violent, too crazy. You need to integrate. I'll help you out. Your name is John. John Big Booty.
Bouquet.
Oh, there you go. Bouquet. Pardon me. Okay. You can have that fun. I'll still call you John Big Booty, though. You know? We should have done that. If you come here, first thing you gotta do is go dunk yourself in that water and proclaim yourself a Christian. Oh, I won't do that. I say, well, then you can't stay here. And you go, oh, wait a minute. You go, if you want to be around other Muslims, you say, yeah, you need to go to Turkey or someplace like that. This country doesn't have to be like the United States, where we let you stay the way you basically were. Although I found it funny, even with the United States being the way it was, you know, almost everybody who came changed their name to something more amenable to the local culture, right?
Oh,
Yeah, somebody who couldn't hear you, right? That's where Nimro came from. What? Okay, Nimro. All right. No, Nimro. And you go, you're confused. Your name's Nimro. Oh, Nimro. Got it. That's what it says on the piece of paper. I better obey. Your name's Zachariah? Tell you what, that's not a good name. How about Joseph? We like Joseph, and that's still kind of your homeland. He's like, okay, Joseph Nimro. People don't integrate anymore. You go, you know, I mean, that's the way it is. But don't expect people to treat you nice, you know. Nobody's under any obligation. Especially since you're coming here to benefit from all the wonderful things that we've created, that we've done. And you're not willing to join up. Just don't, you're not being nice to them. I don't have to be. My parents grew up here, theirs didn't. Trust me. My parents can do a better job of helping them become decent Americans than their parents can. You're changing countries. So change countries. Nobody's going to stop you from not doing it, but yeah, it's like, but you're not going to give me crap. Uh-uh. I came from a military town. I wasn't military. I was a stranger in my own hometown. You know what? I don't put up with that crap anymore. Says you're a visitor here and you're leaving. And things aren't going to conform themselves to you, what you think it should be. Says, yeah, I run the Utah Cultural Center. And you go, and you wonder why the locals don't want to have much to do with you. Why? Because of the Utah Cultural Center. They're not Utah. But you insist that the Utah ways have to hold sway here. It's not even necessary. It's not part of salvation. There's like this whole thing. Priesthood preview, new beginnings, those are culturalisms. And then it says, oh, we got to do great to be eight. And you go, that is in no handbook. We don't have to do it. And that has absolutely no relevance to the culture here.
I think you're taking away the responsibility of the parents. The children of
yeah, it's like, oh, I have to prepare my kid for baptism. And you go, yeah, I can see what's happening here. Yeah. It's just like those things. It's like, you know what? No, I don't respect culture at all. This is what Mormons do everywhere. I said, no. Mormons do this in Utah, and Utah expatriates do it everywhere, and they expect the Mormon church to be the center of their home culture. And you go, I'm sorry. It stymies the growth of the church outside of Utah. It says, This isn't the church of Brigham Young's ancestors. Sorry. Sure, a whole lot of people, me included, you included, that can't trace our lineage back to the pioneers. I know it's so danged important to you guys. They're still working on it. At least it's not flowing so much anymore. But yeah, it looks like they're still working it pretty hard. So, anyway. Oh, I love you.
Yes,
yeah, Ernie. Pick one, dude. Okay. Walk you to the van?
No, I was going to say, my hands have actually warmed up.
Oh, so you might do
yeah.
some more?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just keep going the way we normally do.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Oh. You know, you go now, culturalisms don't apply when it comes to the commandments. You know, it's like, well, you don't understand the culture around here. Everybody has sex at the drop of a hat, and you don't have to be married to do it. And you go, okay.
Well, you can be married.
Sorry. Yeah. And you go, no. Because that's a commandment. Because, yeah, we are weird about commandments. Culturalisms, care less. Because the fact, the more we embrace the local culture, the more likely it is that we will have more people become interested in the church. I think, I think the church might profit a little bit from having local missionaries rather than ones that have to travel a long way. Number one, it'll save money. Number two, it answers cultural things. Since New Mexico is tricky. If you take some kid from Portales and send him up to what's up there? Over to Gallup, who says, he's no good. Both places are so culturally different. You know, we send somebody from down here up to Las Vegas or to Mora. And you go, yeah. This is our doctrine multiculturalism? It's not. How come we don't just print the Book of Mormon in one language and force everybody to learn that language? How come we do it in every language we run across? Try really hard to make sure everybody can learn the gospel in their own tongue. You go, I think it's because God says that this thing should span cultures. Well, I'll go with you a little bit further. Although I don't know if I should go as far as I did yesterday.
It's not 7
days. Oh, well, I got time. Got some time. I can at least go around the far side of the education building.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and so you go, we're supposed to learn about other cultures so that when we visit them, we can, we're not just a bunch of cultural exchangists. We're trying to convert people to gospel, not have a nice, friendly conversation about our differences. You know, I mean, it's not a horrible thing. I guess we plant seeds like crazy. And you go, and then you guys get all upset about the fact that the harvest isn't big enough. And you go, well, what are we doing to make harvest work better? Are we doing the things to guarantee a harvest? Or are we just broadcasting like madmen? And then walking away, basically. Well, it's falling on hard ground. You go, well, yeah, but those are God's children, too. Are you going to do it in ways that are going to help those people?
I think that's why the church is pretty much stuck alone. Those people on hard ground.
But,
I mean, they even say that, you know,
we don't answer people where they are.
There are people who describe themselves as more spiritual than religious. And now,
and we don't access those people very well.
But even those spiritual people don't want to have anything to do with them.
Yeah. Well, I need to go from here. Mm. I love you. See ya. Oh yeah, 6 o'clock, normal time. Well, if you're done, you're done. Either we'll figure out. We'll see each other if we cross paths, I bet. Bye. Oh, chilly. So, yeah, it does beg the question. So, no, I'm not trying to be mean or rude to anybody. Oh. Just, you know, I said, can I be honest? I said, unless you prepare the soil, it is true that God's doing things ahead of us and behind us and all these things. There's no question that that's happening. But maybe there's something to be said for, let's try to be a little more culturally savvy. So the sad part is that we set all these missionaries out and they are talking a different language. Maybe there is something to be learned from that, but we're Mormon. Video. That doesn't mean we change our doctrine. That's not what happens. But we shouldn't have a problem with what I would consider to be culturalisms that are not necessarily, you know, that it's like, oh, well, you know. The Mormon Church projects itself as Protestant. It says, and in doing that, we cut off a lot of people. You know, there may have been a wise choice to make at the beginnings of the church so that we didn't be identified so readily so we could easily pick off, killed. But, you know, I think we're still making changes. Still making moves. And, we need to... We do what works. But then we also... It's funny because... Maybe it gets on to us about our culturalisms, and then when we try to really pander to groups that are so repugnant to the gospel, it's like, I'm totally confused. It says, now I see us showing people great hope that we're just going to change our doctrine altogether. And the thing that we hold tenaciously to isn't the doctrine, it's the culture. it's backward. We should let go of the culture. We should hang on to the doctrine. Anyway, I'm sure the brother is cognizant of this and we're working on it. It's hard though, because for many, many people, if you look at the 15% of Mormons, probably at least a third of them are simply cultural Mormons. And one hopes that, that the culturalism will...
Hey!
Hello, it's Jason.
Oh, DJ's, eh?
DJ.
I'm just not paying Jason, I'm DJ.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I've never met.